Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And you are listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. And I have for our first guest today, I think, an amazing story. And I think we could all use a story of courage and hope and compassion during these days. Joining me is noted author and documentarian playwright Laura Naughton. Her work includes Never Fight a Shark in the Water, The Wrongful Conviction of Gregory Bright, and she is a certified compassion cultivation trainer through the Center for Compassion and Research and Education at Stanford University School of Medicine, and she is with us today. Her new book is out. It's called The Jaguar Man. And Laura, it's Laura or Laura?
It's Laura.
It is Laura. Laura, you had an incident that changed your life. You say that it is really, this incident became the before and then the after. So tell us what happened to you. You were on what you thought was going to be a spectacular vacation of bliss in Belize.
That's right. I went to Belize for what I thought would be a 2-week vacation. And on the fourth day, I was kidnapped at knife point by a man pretending to be a cab driver and taken into the jungle and sexually assaulted. It was obviously a very surprising turn of events. But even more surprising to me was the compassion and the love that has come out of that experience. And that's ultimately what I write about in the book.
Okay, so take us through that experience. So you go through, you get, you know, we all get excited anticipating vacation. Although it's been so many years for me, I don't know what it's like. But I'm sure I can still remember there's such, you know, exhilaration and there's such excitement and, you know, it's like putting everything away and just chilling. And Belize is known, I haven't been there, but I've heard wonderful things about scuba diving and just the beaches and all of that. So you were just looking forward to an R&R vacation?
Well, it was even more than that. This was my second trip to Belize. The first trip, I met a man. And so I was actually returning to continue this romance that we had started and to get to know him better. So, of course, to enjoy the beaches and all of the beauty of the country, but also to have this kind of what I thought would be a spectacular romance.
Oh, my gosh. So you went to see this man. And I tell us how it happened.
Yeah, so the man who I had gone to visit, I referred to as the diver. He's a professional dive master. And I took a long walk from the cabana where I was staying up to meet him at his work, and only to find out that he had left work early to come see me. So I called a cab, and taxis in this little village in Belize come in all makes and models. They don't look like taxi cabs. So I waited on the road, and the first car that passed by stopped and said, taxi. I thought it was mine, and the custom there is to hop in the front seat, which is what I did. And he then pulled a knife and told me that he was not a taxi driver, that he needed money. And I very willingly wanted to give him my money, but it turned out he wanted more than that. And we ended up spending several hours in the jungle before I then, actually, kind of shockingly, he, at the end of the whole encounter, he drove me all the way back to my cabana as though he were my taxi driver.
That's so weird.
Very, very odd.
Were you able to prosecute him, or, I mean, what happened to you when you got back?
Yeah, so I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and I got back to the cabana late at night, and I left the country early in the morning. I just left. There was no police station in the little village where I was staying, and it was more than I could comprehend to try to make sense of the Belizean judicial system and find a police station and get a rape kit.
Right.
So I just left the country.
And what about this new man that you wanted to connect with?
Yeah, we said goodbye at the airport, at the small little airport in the village. Then I flew to Belize City, where I had to wait all day for a flight back to L.A. And we weren't sure if we would see each other again. We did. We stayed in touch, and I did return to Belize many times, actually, to see him and to kind of reclaim my place in this beautiful country. I don't blame the country.
No,
we're
not at all.
Together, he and I, but we're still friends.
So this is one of those things where you're a woman alone in a country that is not very sophisticated, as you're saying. You know, the beaches are beautiful and the diving is great, but there's not a whole lot more there. It's still very under... how do we say it? There's still a lot of growth that needs to happen in this country in many areas.
Yes. Yeah, that's part of its charm too, right? You know, that's one of
yes.
the reasons why I wanted to be there, is because it is a slow and beautiful lifestyle. And for the most part, it's a healthy one and safe. And for whatever reason, I had a different experience on that one trip, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to return fairly soon, because I didn't want the assault to diminish my love of traveling or my ability to feel confident as a single person out in the world, although I certainly am much more cautious now.
Why did you call the creep that did this to you, Jaguar Man?
Yeah, well, that was my way of trying to make some sense of who he is. You know, I think of him as a man, of course, but I also think of him as this very powerful, predatory creature. And there we were in the dark, in the jungle, and jaguars are... you know, they live freely and roam in Belize, and there's a sense of fear that comes up, you know, when you encounter a jaguar. And I felt that it was more emotionally true to refer to him in that way than just as a man.
So you say love of survival.
Yeah, love of survival. Yeah, that, you know, the instinct to survive is so strong. And
yes.
For me, survival came because I do think that he intended to kill me out in the jungle. And there was really no way to overpower or to outrun. And so all
right.
I could do was find my way to authentically survive, and I found that through kindness, through through caring for him and through entering into this, dare I say, this love encounter. I mean, it's not a love like any other category of love I've ever felt. I call it this jaguar love because I don't know what else to call it. But
yeah.
But actually caring for him and helping him to dissolve his anger and his pain is what ultimately enabled me to be okay. Because when he was so beyond his own mind, and his violence on me was an attempt to soothe himself. Of course, it was never going to work, right? But
right.
I understood that that was the attempt. And so when I found another way to soothe him, he no longer then had to harm me.
I'm so fascinated by what happened here, because I really believe that it was through your compassion that you were able to save your own life. I really believe that. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about your recovery, and maybe you can give us, because this is what you do for a living and you understand so well compassion, maybe you can share with us a little bit of what's happening in the country and how it relates to what you went through, and we can talk a little bit more about that when we come back from break. We're talking today to Laura Naughton. The new book is out. It is called The Jaguar Man. And it's what happens when one harrowing incident changes your life, splitting it between before and after. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are searching for a natural solution to support healthy blood sugar levels. Millions more have unhealthy blood sugar levels and don't even know it. Fast-acting Glide D, used daily, will help support healthy blood sugar levels. Glide D's unique blend of ionic minerals and organic ingredients have been clinically shown to help support blood sugar levels. Life is better with Glide D. Go to Amazon.com to order yours today. Search for Glide D. That's GLYDED.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Uncontrolled blood sugar levels can cause havoc to our health. Thankfully, there's a natural solution to support healthy blood sugar levels. Fast-acting Glide-D can assist with supporting healthy blood sugar levels, glycation defense, and vitamin D deficiencies. Life is better with Glide-D. Go to Amazon.com to order yours today. Search for Glide-D. That's G-L-Y-D-E-D.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, BizTalk Radio, and Laura Norton is back, and she's getting rave reviews. Her new book is out. It's called The Jaguar Man, and it is her story about, and we were continuing with Laura because I wanted to have a couple of segments with you. I didn't want to rush this story because there's so much involved and such poignant story. It's a poignant story, and your story after is what's so important for me and for all of our audience that I want them to hear. And that's about the healing, and that's about the compassion. And you took a situation where many others, I think, would have had tremendous fear, frozen by the situation, would have fought, tried to escape, and in a way you kind of just knew that if you did that, you would be dead. So it was between your life and future and that moment, and you were able to use compassion to find a way to get through that. And I just love that.
It's powerful, that compassion. It's a powerful tool, and I didn't understand it. So when I returned home from Belize, I had so many questions, and I started asking people, you know, what is this compassion? How does it work? Why does it work? And I wrote the book trying to figure this out, and I still had questions. And so then I went and I studied compassion at Stanford University, and I probably still have questions, but I also have a better sense of just the strength of caring for one another.
So you chose not to. Most people would have hatred for the driver. Most people would just have had hatred for the character, the man that you call the Jaguar Man. You did the opposite. And I think because of that, if he didn't drive you back, you never would have made it through that jungle alive either.
I sure didn't know how I was going to get back.
Yeah. How do you get back from the jungle? I mean, so this was, and the fact that you continue to go back to Belize is even amazing. And did you ever have an encounter with him ever again in any of your trips?
I don't think so. There was one encounter with a person, and I was not sure if it was the Jaguar Man or not. I don't think that it was, but it triggered a lot of physical memory when I saw him. And I write about that in the book, too. But I think at the end of the day, it was not the Jaguar Man, but it was a helpful moment for me just to see how much fear still would arise face to face with him.
And you have been able to forgive him today?
Yes. Yes. You know, for I think that that is true. You know, forgiveness and compassion, I think they're slippery emotions, right? And I can't hold them steady all the time. But my overwhelming emotional landscape toward him is one of understanding, not justifying what he did, for sure, but understanding that he was acting out of his pain and it had really nothing to do with me.
Right. Did he show any remorse? Did he, when the whole thing was over, after he violated you and you showed compassion to him, did he show any remorse for what he did?
He did. Actually, throughout the whole encounter, he kept telling me, I'm not a bad person. I'm not a bad person. He knew what he was doing was wrong. And I do think that driving me back to my cabana at the end of the night was a form of compassion, because he actually said, I don't want to leave you here in a place that isn't safe.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he took your money. He took your money.
Yes.
And he violated you.
Yes.
But he didn't want to leave you in a place that wasn't safe. So
right.
Fascinating.
And there's the complexity of, right, being holding multiple things simultaneously.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable. So can you share with us the division that we're going through as a country? And it's not anywhere near your experience, and I don't want to compare them, but because you have a background in compassion, tell me what your thoughts are as you watch the news today and as you see what happened in Orlando a month ago. It feels like it was yesterday, but it was a month ago today or this week that we saw 49 people and so many others, 49 people killed in Orlando, that we saw in the news last week, two black men, one in Baton Rouge, one in Minnesota, killed by police. And then, of course, the horrific events that happened in Dallas, where five policemen lost their lives and seven others were killed and so many others were injured. What are some of the thoughts that you have that you can share with us?
I think we are witnessing so much pain being expressed through violence. And then I listen to the way that we talk about the people who are harming others. And there's an easy temptation to talk about people as monsters or terrorists or other. And I think that's dangerous, because when we create an archetype and we sort of dehumanize that individual and we don't see them as someone who's like us, right? I have never behaved in those extreme ways. But if I am able to see the pain bubbling up in somebody and be willing to intercept, to help, I think we're going to have a much greater opportunity to dissolve some of that before it has to express as violence. I think that we are crying for help. But the response to the cry for help is to turn away from each other, or to add more violence. And I don't know, one of my lingering questions about compassion is what happens when it's applied on a grand scale. I know what can happen between two individuals, because I was there in the jungle with the jaguar man. And I know that compassion and love was more powerful than anger. And I just wonder if we can try that as a society in a larger way.
Well, I thank you so much for your time with us today. Your new book is called The Jaguar Man. Is there a website for more information about you and your films that people can go to?
Sure. You can go to laranaughton.com. That's L-A-R-A, naughton.com. And then from there, there will be links for everything else.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I wish you all the best.
Thank you. So nice talking with you.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, and you're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more.
And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, FrankieBoyer.com. And my next guest is Gordon Chaplin. And Gordon Chaplin has the most colorful life. He is the author of the novel Joyride and several works of nonfiction, including Dark Wind, A Survivor's Tale of Love and Loss. And it goes on. He's worked on sea conservation with a group in the Baja since 2003. He's been a research associate at the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia. And you now live in New York City. And Gordon, what a life you have had.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
And you also contribute to Newsweek, and so tell us about the new book.
Well, the new book is I'd best describe it as a no frills, stripped down noir thriller about a gringo brother and sister lost in Mexico, and there's echoes of Coen brothers in there. It's a little bit of a Coen brothers south of the border.
Yeah, yeah. So, first of all, your own existence of going to Mexico was pretty, back then, pretty brave, don't you think?
Pretty grave?
Brave.
Yes, well, there wasn't much there when I arrived in 82. It was just a little farming and fishing village, but it had wonderful surf. And in those days, I was a fanatic surfer, so I did a lot of that. And I was also working for Baja Expeditions, doing nature trips out of La Paz on the other side of the peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
And commuting from this little town, but it was a yeah. wonderful little town, and it was the inspiration of the book. It's a very eccentric, magical little place.
You know, I had the fortune of going to Rosarito Beach. Is that how you pronounce it, Rosarito Beach?
Years ago. Yeah, that's in the northern part of Baja.
The northern part.
In the southern part.
Yeah, yeah, but I always found something. The first time I went there was just this magic. I just felt magic. I can't explain it any other way. And then I went back to Sanavive years later, and still felt that comfort and that just a real safe place. You know, it just was so different than anything I had ever experienced.
I felt exactly the same way. I thought this town, I still do. I've been in and out of there for 30 years, and I still feel the magic every time I show up. We live in a magical house built in 1852. It's known as the Casa Dracula, because the local people they're sure it's haunted, and it probably is haunted. We were advised to get a priest to come and exorcise the place when we first bought it, but we decided we liked the spirits, so we never had them exorcised. We live with them happily.
Wow, that's unbelievable. When you first started the writing of this story, what was it that? Where did you write the story? Did you write it there, or did you write it in New York? Where did the writing actually take place?
I wrote the first chapter about 20 years ago down there. And I've been working on it off and on ever since in different places in New York and various other places. A lot of the time in spare rooms in other people's houses, I find I write best in a strange environment that I'm not distracted by familiar stuff.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
Yeah, I write in motel rooms and, you know, spare rooms in other people's houses. But I did find writing in the Casa Dracula very, very inspiring because I'm sure the spirits were with me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. there's probably no doubt about it. So this is your, how many novels have you done now?
This is my second novel. I've written 5 books, 2 of them novels, and the other 3 are memoirs or travel essays. And so this is my second novel. It's been quite an interesting experience because it's very different from the first one. The first one was a road book about Vietnam, Southeast Asia. And but the similarity is the basic similarity is that they're both set in exotic, strange, kind of noir locations.
Yeah. And you're also a sailor. You've done 5 sailing expeditions, and that you say has also helped you.
Well, sailing is a passion of mine. Let's say the ocean is a passion of mine. I need to be near the ocean. I like to be on it.
Me too.
If I can't
yeah,
be on
yeah.
It.
I grew up on Waveway Ave, and I live right on the harbor right now. I mean, right outside my window is the Boston Harbor.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I
think the ocean is very, 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 very important to me and to a lot of people. And I also like to be in it if I can. I like to dive in it. I've spent a lot of time underwater. I grew up collecting fish, studying fish in the Bahamas. My father was a scientist there. And we were the first, among the first people to use scuba gear to collect fish.
Wow. So the conservation movement, you know, with everything that's happening in the world, I have to say I was so saddened. I had the good fortune of going to a tiny little town called Manzanil several years ago. A friend rented a house for a month, and every week she had different groups of friends come down. And I loved it. I loved it, except as I was sitting outside, the smell from the incinerators was so damaging, and the smoke in the air and the pollution. I was just horrified that this beautiful gem, and she almost bought a piece of property on the tip of the hill overlooking this magnificent view, but the fumes just really, she couldn't live there. She just couldn't live there.
Yeah.
And it would be hard to take. So do you think that since then, and I haven't been back, but tell me what efforts the conservation movement in Mexico, where they are with it, because they're so far behind where we are and the world, I think.
Well, I've done a lot of work for a conservation group in Baja called Niparaja, and they are trying to combat development. Development is taking over down there. It's become it's Cabo. It started in Cabo, and it's spreading north. Cabo's right at the end of Baja.
Yes.
And the developments are spreading north, and we're doing our best to try to stop them from creating huge golf courses in the middle of the desert. using up all the water and altering the landscape, killing the native plants and animals. We're trying to buy up or put easements on as much land as we can to stop this. But it's not easy because... Hello?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Because Mexicans are like to give lip service to these ideas, but when it actually comes to action, they side with the developers in, as a rule.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Gordon Chaplin, what a pleasure. How can people find out more about you and the new book?
They can find the book in bookstores everywhere, and they can find it on Amazon online. And I prefer they bought it from an independent bookstore because those need all the help they can get.
Absolutely. We encourage that as well. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure chatting with you today. Best of luck with the new book, and we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, frankieboyer.com. Stay tuned. The whole world's addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that bring the trauma. This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey from Super Good Stuff. Keith, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. There is a formula that you have created. You make products that make us function better in the world, and one of them is neuromuscular support. What exactly is this product?
It's really basic. It's daisy flowers, grape leaves, and olive pit fractions. Nothing you've ever heard of. But for tight shoulders, lower back, any discomfort dealing with muscle tension, it's amazing. And it works 10 or 12 minutes. But it is absolutely fabulous. If it doesn't work for you, if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back.
That's neuromuscular support, and you can find this in all of the products at supergoodstuff.com, or you can call 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. This is Frankie Boyer with Keith Morey.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The Company Store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and joining me today is Ellie Cullen. Ellie Cullen is the author of Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough, and she's been on fire for years and leading the troops because, and it's a voice that people, for whatever reason, they just can't seem to comprehend. And I was just talking to someone last night, Ellie, and it's such a pleasure. Welcome to the program. We were talking about how powerful dietary changes are, how powerful the foods that we eat and the amount of carbohydrates we consume and how it all affects inflammation. And yet people would rather take a pill or they'd rather take a statin drug, and they don't realize the deleterious effects of these medications, let alone the fact that they don't always work, as we go back to the very sad story of Tim Russert and you know, taking statin drugs and still dying at a very young age. So your blood testing company, Your Future Health, has been a pioneer in this blood testing world, but you see things in the blood that most doctors, and if we could take a mirror and look inside, as I say all the time, and we could see inside, then we wouldn't need Ellie. But we can't do that yet. And someday we will. Someday we'll be able to do that. We will virtually be able to see everything going on inside us. But today that doesn't happen. And so we need Ellie to help us figure it out. And so this is how I look at it, everyone. I really have rotten genes. They're really rotten. Ellie can tell you, she does my blood. I have the same genes as my sister and my nephew. My nephew and my sister think they're doing okay. They think they can have certain foods. They think they can have gluten and all that. When I go out to eat with them, they think I am like, you take the joy out of going out to eat. You don't eat anything. You're just so boring in the way you eat. Well, you know, I don't think of myself as boring in the way that I eat, but I also know that I'm not on any medication. And my poor sister has had breast cancer, has had 3 open heart surgeries, has high blood pressure, has diabetes. My nephew just turned 50 on every kind of medication for high blood pressure and diabetes and heart disease. It goes on and on and on. And my sister just had a stroke, Ellie. She just had a stroke the other day. And in her retina.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I never heard of that. And so she's lost sight in her right eye.
Yeah,
so this is for me a very important story, what you do.
Well,
Well, it's important to me, too, because my family's just as messed up as yours is, because we have those same bad genes that you have, as you know. And the difference is that we're managing those same genes for a different outcome. And that's what people today can learn, is that they can call us anytime and talk to us. You don't have to pay us anything to get on the phone with us. And just spend some time talking about yourself or your family or whatever, and see if there's something, maybe something small. It might be, you know, a $200 test. We have nothing for $50 because it costs more than that to get the doctor's order and to draw it and get the results and the kit out to you and all that. But there are some things for $200, $299 that, in fact, there's one right now, Frankie, I should mention it, for heart disease. It's $425 normally, and it's on sale for $299 if they mention your show. And that'll save them $125. It's a genetic cholesterol test. It will include their homocysteine, which would have saved your sister's stroke. It will include a C-reactive protein for infection and inflammation, and a fasting insulin, all centered around heart disease. It is a phenomenal test. And $425 normally, at $299, you can't beat it. So they should call up and ask about it at least, for themselves or a family. And they'll find out if they don't have a genetic risk. The hottest thing right now is non-HDLs, Frankie. Non-HDLs. That's IDL, VLDL, and LDL. And people who have a high combination level of those, DLs, they are at a very high risk for heart disease, even if they don't have the worst genetic pattern like you and I have. So where before, this is a new test, where before we thought as long as you didn't have that bad pattern that you and I happen to have, that people were kind of okay. But we now know that it's the combination, not only if you have the bad pattern like you and I have, but if you also have, or just independently have, non-HDLs at a high level, very high risk. And this test will measure it all in one test, two tubes of blood. So it's a very exciting thing, and I hope your listeners will call us and at least ask about it. And maybe it won't be on sale for the same price next month, but perhaps it'll be somewhat discounted because they called because of your show at least. But clear till the end of this month, it will be on sale, and we hope some people will call about that. Could save their life.
So this is the thing. You get to see what's going on in the blood before anyone else can see it. And you've been featured in the television show, The Incurables, because that's exactly what you've been able to do. People that have been told they're not going to make it, you've been able to save their lives. Not all the time, but in many instances. And more importantly, men, you really want to know what's going on inside you. You are so stubborn. God bless you all. You don't want to really know. But this is an opportunity to see what's really happening inside you.
Yeah, and the thing is, our testing doesn't get reported to insurance. So if you find that you have diabetes and you don't want anyone to know you have diabetes, we don't report that to the, it's called the MIB, Member Insurance Bureau. So no one would ever know it. The only way we have to report anything is if someone was in a criminal case and we were asked to give something up, we'd have to. But otherwise, we give no results.
By the way, if you want a free book with a small shipping and handling fee, normal blood test scores aren't good enough. Normal blood test scores aren't good enough. And don't let anyone tell you they are. Call Ellie's office at go ahead and give that number, Ellie.
It's 877-468-6934. Again, 877-468-6934. Or look up Ellie Cullen on Google and find me that way, yourfuturehealth.com.
And Ellie will be featured on the Frankie Boyer's new website very soon. We'll have a whole page there for her. Thank you so much for all that you do and for changing so many lives with blood testing, Ellie. And thank you all for being with us. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Make it a great day, everybody, and smile. It's Frankie
smile,
Boyer.
Though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. Smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.